WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner awesomeness you already possess. We're diving deep into something super crucial today. Embracing vulnerability and imperfection. You know, those pesky little things society often tells us to shove under the rug? But guess what? They're the keys to a more genuine, fulfilling life. Ever felt like you had to wear this mask, this perfect facade, all the time? Like you couldn't let anyone see your cracks or flaws? You know that feeling when you try to hold everything together, but inside you're just a jumbled mess of emotions? We're about to flip the script on all that. Get ready to ditch the pressure of perfection and learn how to actually embrace what makes you uniquely you. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, understand this. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes guts to let people see the real you, the messy parts, the fears and insecurities. But that's where the magic happens. True connection, genuine friendships, meaningful relationships, they all start with a little bit of vulnerability. Think about it like this. A solid house isn't built on concrete alone. It needs those beams, those supporting structures, even the cracks that tell its story. Vulnerability is one of those essential beams, holding everything together in a beautiful and authentic way. Next, challenge those inner critic voices. We all have them. Those little nags whispering doubts and negativity. But remember, they're just thoughts, not facts. Learn to recognize them, question their validity, and replace those negative whispers with self-compassionate affirmations. You are worthy of love and respect, imperfections and all. Third, give yourself permission to be imperfect. Seriously, this is a game changer. Striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout and frustration. Let go of the need to always have it together. It's okay to make mistakes, to stumble, to not have all the answers. In fact, those imperfections are what make you human, relatable, and ultimately more interesting. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation? Or maybe tripped over your own feet in public? Those moments might seem embarrassing now, but they add color and texture to your story. Embrace them. Fourth, cultivate self-awareness. Take some time to reflect on your emotions, your triggers, your patterns of behavior. What makes you feel vulnerable? What are your strengths and weaknesses? Understanding yourself better allows you to navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself can be incredibly helpful. And finally, remember that connection is key. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, support you, and accept you for who you are, flaws and all. Share your vulnerabilities with trusted friends and family. Building genuine connections based on honesty and authenticity is one of the most rewarding things you can do. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling that familiar anxiety creep in. You want to connect with people but fear judgment if you don't have it all figured out. But then, you remember what we talked about today. Instead of trying to impress everyone, you decide to be authentic. You share a relatable story about a recent challenge you overcame, highlighting your vulnerability and openness to learning. And guess what? People respond. They see your genuine self and feel instantly connected. Remember, embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak. It's about being brave enough to show up as your true self, imperfections and all. It's about allowing yourself to be seen, heard, and understood. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Share a vulnerability with someone you trust, challenge those inner critic voices, or simply practice being kind and compassionate towards yourself. Remember, you're already amazing just the way you are. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. We want to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.